Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Tough text today. A hard text to lift gospel out of. So let's try. I want to begin by telling you a story about a friend of mine. I met him, probably 25, 30 years ago. He owns a game farm, and he was about 3 hours away from where we live. Now, how I met him was really quite simple. This time of the year, especially in a winter like this, I think we all suffer a little bit from cabin fever, okay? And if you have dogs and you have them in the house, they've been just as restless and just as rambunctious and want to get out and do things. So there was a handful of us, there was usually about six in total, that would make this our cabin fever trip, where we would travel for 3 hours, we would spend the night, we would hunt the following day and come home. Well, this gentleman also raised deer. And it was one particular year we looked, and he had three small deer in a pen right in the building rather than out on the main farm. And we asked what the story was around those three deer. And I can't remember what the other two were, but I believe they were just there for company. But there was one particular young buck there that the first year all he had was spikes. And of course they named him Bambi, okay? They didn't work too hard on the name. That one came quite easily. The reason why he was there was because him and his father had a bet. Because his father told him that once a spike, always a spike. Don't look for anything more out of him because that's all he's ever going to give you. And Scott saw it differently, my friend. And he said, no. He said, I don't believe that. So what he did is he put him into a very, very large fence with company and companionship, but was able to provide everything those deer needed as far as nutrition was concerned. They always had the best diet, exactly what was good for them and what wasn't. They always had the right amount of food. They always had water. They had the perfect environment. So the second year rolls around, and we're up. Well, how's Bambi doing? Well, he was a spike again. Now, you got to remember, when we go hunting there in March, the antlers are gone. So we have to actually ask, because no matter what he would have grown, they wouldn't be there anymore. They'd be gone, because they fall off every year. So we go back the third year. How's Bambi doing? Well, he was a spike again this year, too. Said, really? How long's this bet for? Well, he said, we agreed we're going to go one more year. So one more year, he got everything exactly the way he needed it. And that fall, he was a beautiful 8-point buck. And that's a true story. He proved something very, very special. He won the bet, which made him feel really good. But that there are times, and we'd like to think more than most often, that when that environment is created, the best of us and the potential of everything comes out. Lent is the time of year for not only purging oneself of the prior year, to look back, to look at what we did, what we didn't do, what we could have done better, and what we're not real proud of doing at all. It's a journey with Christ to take and literally look at those things and repent of those things. It's a cleaning. It's a cleansing. It's to look deep and dark. And that's part of the journey. But the other part of the journey is to be fed by the great gardener. That great gardener is our Lord Christ, our Lord Jesus. He feeds us. He fertilizes us. He cares for us. And he gives us many ways to take in that nutrition. Okay? Preaching being one of them, I'd like to think preaching's a step or two above fertilizer. But at least that's the plan. But the truth is that that's part of it. But it's also what you can give to each other. It's also what you look at, what you are sorry for, what you ask forgiveness for, and what you spring from to basically be the new growth that the gardener's looking for, the fruit hanging on that tree. We can live life knowing that as hard as we try, we will fail. We are broken. A lot of people don't like to be reminded of that. But the truth is that there's gospel in knowing that, because in that brokenness was the reason why Christ needed to come. And that brokenness was laid upon him, and it was laid bare and paid for on the cross. It is something that we live with each and every day, but it is something where we can trudge our way through and know that through the great, through God's grace, through Christ, it is forgiven. So in our Lenten journey, we put that out there. We lay our sins bare. I heard a funny story just recently from a retired pastor that would help out local parishes by doing visits, okay, at different assisted livings. And his tradition was to keep it very simple, but always ask for forgiveness of sins or some type of confession and forgiveness before communion. Even if it was just so simple, ma'am, are you sorry for your sins? And he had one little lady reply to him, you know, I've been in here a long time. There ain't a lot of places around here to get in trouble. I think it's been a while since I've sinned. And she had a point. But we also need to realize that our confession is in thought, word, and deed. And that even on our best day, there are times where we slip. And that's what repentance is about. And Lent is about looking back, recognizing that, letting them go, and on Easter Sunday, starting fresh, just as the world did the day Christ rose. And being fed that wonderful food of forgiveness, of love, and tolerance through our Lord Jesus Christ, these are all things that we're called to put out as well. Sounds easy. It isn't always easy. Take it from someone who knows. It's not always easy. It's not always easy to look at a situation and ask first, what would Christ do here? What would Christ say here? It isn't easy to stop and do that. And yet, to bear good fruit, we always need to look to our gardener, because he cares for us. He died for us. And in him, we have the gifts to share with others that they may bear good fruit as well. As our journey continues, our path gets darker and we approach that terrible day. Look within. Discard and let go what burdens. Ask for forgiveness. Be fed by our gardener. And bear good fruit. Amen.